This is a True FM podcast.
This is Mrs. Carter with a cafe at 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. My name is Silk Damoyi. Welcome. Yet another beautiful, beautiful Sunday. Today is the 14th of April, 2024. Of course, I've got a two-part show for you, and this is Upscale up until 10 o'clock. First part of the show, we've got Teen Zone, and we're getting into understanding teenage rebellion, and we'll get insights on the Inyobeni inquest. And then, of course, second part of the show, we'll be encouraging young people or young adults to make education fashionable. We'll be speaking to Umis Owamo Ngono, who's a UFH graduate, a good Bachelor of Agriculture, one of the youngest people set to walk the stage kulona unyaka in the upcoming graduation season. Of course, this part of the show is brought to you by SABC Education as well as True FM. SABC Education, enriching minds, enriching lives. And my name is Silk Damoyi. If you didn't know, now you know. This evening, we're looking at the disagreements that are always between parents and their children, teenagers, especially a child could be born naturally reactive to situations, and it may happen that that they do not receive sufficient validation as umntana. This combination or as factors increase the likelihood that they will develop behavioral issues later on in life. So, when namhlanje uzas join again to getting into this complexity of teenage rebellion and the dynamics between adolescents and their parents. Drawing insight from the Inyobeni inquest, we explore the underlying reasons why some teenagers seem to constantly clash with abazali babo, shedding light on psychological, social, and cultural factors as zikhoyo phakathi kule nto. Recently, another incident, okanye a similar incident, took place in East London. I believe it was the last week of March, where the beachfront mayhem turned fatal. On the last weekend of March, yes, there was chaos that was that erupted in Quigney with underage drinking and related crimes. In that, one teenager was stabbed to death, sadly. Another was hit by a car, and the ambulance ibethwe ngamakhoba xa izama uyonceda. There's also a case that was reported of rape in the same night, I believe a 14-year-old girl. So, when I go zahlala umamelo linde as we get into this chaotic phase of development and fostering healthier parent-teen relationships. So, this not all like with Mrs. Busisiwe Matikizela Tewu, who's a social worker. And she'll help us get into understanding these phases. Of course, and Sis Busi is no stranger to the show. I believe we heard her about a month ago, right? She's somebody that you'll know, familiar, that some of us like familiar. This is a very important, patent issue that we need to get into and discuss. I want you to be a part of the show, of course. 072-982-7600. You have a teenager. We saw mno ekhonja left, right, and center. Esithi umntana ngumzalo rongo, esithi umzalo ngumntana rongo. The city tavern owners, I'm not here to parent, I'm here to run a business. The city abantu, why are you selling alcohol to the kids? There's a lot at play. There's a lot that we would love to have on the show to discuss such issues. But because of Iqesha, we decided, well, you know what, we'll have this. And of course, you being a part of the show as well. Are you a teen or a parent raising one? As corners in your specs, a teen parenting dynamic that when you're finishing at ufuni clarification goes or okanye now ufuni shomla kulomba ukomba okay into njena ndi understand into njena namdi ayazi. I want to be a part of this conversation. 072-982-7600. Please send me a text okanye ntumele WhatsApp payana kula number 072-982-7600. Because this is not a conversation for me or just about me, but every person that has a teenager in their lives. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. My name is Silk Damoyi. Brother Boy sitting on top of the world. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. My name is Silk Damoyi, and this is Upskill. I'm here up until 10 o'clock, of course. Again, the conversation that we're having, namhlanje, if you've got experience with a rebellious child, how are you dealing with that? Ungangixelela phaya noku voice note okanye wena uqonba eh nangu lomntana lapha endlini akamameli usister womomncinci okanye ubrother womomncinci. 072-982-7600. Again, if una kumzalo uyayibona uba okay mna lena into ndakwazi uyibona esemncinci nesakhula, and this is how I dealt with it. So to make sure that you send me that voice note, 072-982-7600, okanye a text, that's okay, okanye on Facebook, it's at TRUFM. Zayibona phaya post enomfana omnyama ufafulude oluhle wena xaxa. for follow Darren Apayana, and then you comment under the poster. It's not just my conversation, but it is our conversation. Suspi, kunjani?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm very good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us. Nanam Sanja.
Thank you for inviting me again.
Yeah. Okay, today's issue, kind of conversation, it's a bit difficult because it's real-life issues every other day, and that we have to deal with and talk about every other day, because once I was a pindibui, and then a pindibui. Now, I want to get into this. Kukhona le clash inkulu phakathi kwabazali nabantwana. Besibonile ngexesha lasenyobeni where abantwana on social media were basically coming after andifuna ukuthi abantu be-90s, but saying that you act as if you are better, whereas you are doing exactly the same thing esiyenzayo thina ngoku. How do we deal with this clash, and what is the reason for this clash between that generation and the now generation?
I think, first of all, we need to keep an open mind and be empathetic. Between the generations that are parenting now and the generations that have parented in the past. Remember, so the environment that children are growing in now is very much different. It is influenced, particularly in today's world, it is influenced a lot by what government is putting on the table in terms of policy, in terms of what parents' rights are, in terms of how to raise children. So the conversation is really very much controlled or very towards what government is saying about children, what specialists, what experts are saying about children and parenting them. And in the past, you would have seen the abandana were raised in a very much a into kind of way. I know when I was growing up, I'm in my 40s now. When I was growing up, I couldn't do anything wrong, really, because I knew in the bangaba, at least that umama ka Dumo is going to tell my mother something, I've done something wrong.
Yes.
Even teachers, I know with, at school, a parent would be brought in periodically for the bangaba, abandon the parents would give a report about their children.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure, if, particularly in our township schools, parents are brought in and there's something wrong. In our modern school, rather in our previously modern schools, you still have like parents are and so forth. But the narrative right now is really, really being championed, not by the parents, not by the community, but by what government is saying.
Okay.
And so I think that we need to have a little bit of empathy when we think about parenting and we think about how things are playing out today. Also, the communities that we live in are very much volatile and violent. There's a lot that is going on that is influencing abantwana within our community. And those things are really influenced, the communities that are influenced by the social environment, the economic environment, the political environment. And so how the community itself evolves is how our children will come out at the end of the day.
You know, uzawuthi xa uhleli nabantu abadala batsho lo hlobo uyithetha ngalo, but abantwana bamoshwa ngala malungelo.
Right.
Bamoshwa ngala malungelo abantwana. Like you saying that buyazi wena ngokubukhula ukuba bawenze into umama lona ohlala down the street yena ngaphandle nje ukuxela umzali wakho akweyiku ukuqeqesha ngokwakhe xa kubona andifuna uyisebenzisa bluntly uzofakwa induku phayana down the street uba umosha uthi ufika kokwenu uchaza uba ubethelwe ntoni ubethelwe naloo nto leyo. Now itsho loo nto leyo uba abantwana bamoshwa ngala malungelo, bamoshwa ngurhulumente. How do we now try and make umthetho work with parenting today, especially in this day and age, especially in the socioeconomic situation that we find ourselves in, ngoku especially kwi lokishi esihlala kuzo okanye kwela lesihlala kuzo? How do we make it work with abazali, with isikolo, with inkonzo nezinye izinto?
Parents are very much instrumental in making sure that la malungelo are what is acceptable within communities.
Yes.
They are the main stakeholder. In a lot of programs that are run as Gomio, you'll find stakeholders that are running the programs are not involving the parents.
Okay.
And they're taking a lot of agency away from the parents to say, a child is 12 years old, must do this, must do that.
Yes.
But is this something that the parents have agreed to as a main stakeholder? So that is taking a lot of agency away from the parents, I believe. And I think, for example, now that there's a children's act that is being, rather not the children's act, but the white paper of 1997,
mm-hmm.
it's being reviewed. This is the social work 1997 mm-hmm. white paper that talks to what kind of society we are looking forward to, that talks to how we should be practicing as professionals in the social work space.
Mm.
That paper, myself as a professional, as a licensed social worker, and Guy Bone. And if and Guy Bone, what about the parents, the communities that these things should be happening for and to? So if stakeholders that really need to be having these conversations, really coming to the party, are the community members, are the parents who have their children in these spaces. You look at the issue as a in your bill, and realize within the community that this issue happened, you'll find that the community members will say that hey, there should be this on this street and another one on this street and another one on that street.
Mm.
Where are the playgrounds, Zabandwana, that can foster its belonging and its independence and mastery? Your children can be able to grow in a controlled and developmental kind of way.
Mm.
Yeah, So if parents, we are missing the point as Hulumende when we are putting in laws into place and giving Abandona Amalungelo. We are not giving them with the understanding that they are the proxy for Abandona should be the parents.
Mm.
And they should not be left out of the conversation. Because in leaving out the parents in the conversation, you are disenfranchising the parents, you are marginalizing them. And I think I've dealt with a lot of clients who have said in the past, I can look, my is a social work. Umdana is doing 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever that 1, 2, 3, 4 could be. My soul is social work.
Okay.
But this is a child that Omzali Leo Wena.
Okay.
This is a child that is born into a family system that has a mother, a father, or even if it's a single parent.
Yes.
But you've got cultural norms and values between this family. Oh, Umdana have got cultural norms and values that you know as a parent to Kulenga also. That you should be imparting to your child.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of. So, and as a result, you within those cultural norms and traditions and values, you have an extended family that is able to assist you to raise that child. Those systems are in direct contrast to what the government is saying in terms of the rights of the child. And I'm not taking away the rights of the child.
Yeah.
Children should be protected.
Yes.
Children should have rights that help them to grow developmentally. But at the end of the day, the person that the child comes home to is the parent.
When I speak, I don't mean to cut you off. The parent is disenfranchised issue. I remember a couple of years ago when we were part of a committee that reviewed the children's charter. And we got stuck umdana na 12 years old is able to do 1, 2, and 3 and permission. Let me put it out there. Umdana that is 12 years old in South Africa is able to go to a hospital or public healthcare practitioners to have or perform an abortion, whereas akadingi right mvume yomzali okanyahambe nomzali. Umntana that is 12 years old is able to go to the clinic ayofuna icontraceptives engakhange athethe nomzali, but the legal age for umntana ovumelana kwakhe is 16, and of course zayithethe ke ngokwehla kwayo phayana ba xa belingana kuthini. Now I remember kula minyaka kulo nyaka lowo we were in a deadlock in the Buffalo City Metro because we were looking at this loophole, but ithini le nto, who is this child having sex with? And if you're saying that this child has a right to go to the to a hospital or a clinic to have an abortion, what if something happens payana? Because akunyanzelekanga abhalise amagama akhe ne-details zakhe payana lo mntana. What happens payana? How do we now work and make sure we bring government to the table to say that umzali needs to be present when you're talking about the child. Yes, the child needs to be there as well, because but how do we make government come to the table to say umzali should be present to speak on izinto that are affecting their child?
And I just want to take it one step back and say, you know, culturally, before we got into the issue of coming into colonization, before we got into the issue of apartheid, abazali were the cornerstone of children. We need to be cognizant of that, and we need to be able to say, if the constitution is allowing for us to practice our cultural diversity and our cultural norms, we need to go back to basics, to go back to the roots as it is. Parents are important.
Yes.
We cannot raise a society that is conscious, that has values, that has norms, that has got morals, if we are not having parents coming into the conversation and having a conversation. Because at the end of the day, when I think parents are, we cannot put them put one blanket over them and say, oh, parents are good, parents are the beginning and the end of children. There are parents out there who are negligent towards their children. But when we take the stand and say, siyabadinga abazali to be part of the critical conversations around their children, we force even those parents who are on the border, who are saying, well, the teacher must take care of the child, it's the teacher's job to do that. We are forcing them to have a voice. We are forcing them to do something, to say something, to have their blueprint as part of the broader conversation around how to raise children and how to parent children. And that then takes us back to the issue of ubuntu, of raising the child within a village. We need to be coming to a point that says this village has evolved. It does include a government. We can't take that away, because it's got to regulate as a village. But it also fundamentally places the parents right at the center of how parenting should be done in a positive way, and in a way that is complementary, not in a way that alienates the parents, but also not in a way that allows for those parents that we know also as social workers can be negligent, can be abusive to their children. So it is a very tricky, you know, or very thin line that we need to be navigating. Because at the end of the day, when a 12-year-old dies and it makes headline news, where are the parents? Like with the Kwikye issue, the beachfront mayhem that was reported on the 2nd of April, the question there is, where were the parents? Because the report even goes on to say, they were overwhelming amapolice. Who are these children? Where are they coming from? What is the motive for them to have this much fun? Because fun is developmental stuff.
When
you are in your teens, you are at a stage in your life where you are developing. I've spoken about that in the show before. You are developing, you are trying out new things, but all of these things need to be happening in a way that is, you know, that is controlled. There are parents that are chaperoning this. There are parents who are, you know, at the event and making sure that things are going the right way. That is very strange. But also, when we are going to be at loggerheads, teenagers, 12-year-olds to 16-year-olds or 18-year-olds, for example, are going to be at loggerheads with law enforcement. We are in a problematic society right there. But there is something problematic, because now we are criminalizing these children, but they are behaving in a criminal manner. So there is something that we are not getting right as society at this point.
It's 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. My name is Silk Damoy, and this is Upskill, of course. First part of the show is Teen Zone. And today we're talking about understanding teenage rebellion and getting into the insight of the Inyobeni inquest. I said that you can send me a voice note, 072-982-7600. Okona is voice notes in layer up. How quickly? Let me just play one so that Zoka's quick on a conversation I do with Usus B.
Kwifamily yam phofu mandithi umagcini wasekhaya sinaye into ohluphayo yi-teenager ehluphayo iyazenza izinto ezi-snacks too much.
Okay.
But imakuzoba esikolweni, esikolweni urayithi, yonke into yakhe ihamba kahle esikolweni. Ingxaki iqala pha nasekwi-personal life yakhe, esehleli esephumile esikolweni eseseyadini. Eyi, uyahlupha mani izinto akazenzayo, i-behavior yakhe iyasho ukuthi yobu-teenager. Ngendlela ahlupha ngakhona, eyi, uyathusa. So usenza sibe confused ukuthi sothi ingxaki yakhe ibe because esikolweni uqhuba kahle nawe ezinye izinto wenza kahle, but nje masekuziwa kwi-personal time yakhe, eyi, wenza izinto esingaziqondi kahle. So asazi uba ingxaki iphi kahle hle.
Okay, sis B, now kukhona issues ezinjena where the child is doing well at school, umntana uya uright esikolweni yonke le nto lena, ifike ke ngoku into xa lapha ekuhlaleni okanye xa lapha ekhaya afike abe yingxaki. Zikhona ezo behaviors zinjalo. What kind of behaviors should parents look out for and be able to nip this thing in the bud before it actually explodes to something worse, where now this child is not going to school, is not doing well at school?
So I would first of all say that we need to have this understanding that children are at a developmental stage between the ages of 12 and 18, even 22. Some psychologists would argue.
Yes.
The kind of issues that children are or behaviors that we should be looking out for at that stage, they include psychological factors.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So we spoke about this in our previous show where we talked about the having psychological resilience,
yes,
when we're talking,
yes,
about teenage wellness and so on and so,
yes,
forth. So parents should be looking out for that. The social sectors, which include the child's immediate family,
mm-hmm,
it includes the child's community, it includes the child's schooling as a community, parents, peers within that space. It also even goes as far as I was saying earlier in the show, what are the rules and regulations that governments put in place,
mm-hmm,
as the rights of the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your cultural factors, if you live in Wairikaya, the cultural norms, the cultural standards, the morality, and so on and so forth. Those are the things that we need to be looking at. And I then want to take it home because you know about,
yes,
a,
yes,
therapy starting at home.
Yes.
What is happening in the home? Have you looked at the economic sectors at home?
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at its dynamics that are even within the child in terms of siblings? Like, what's happening there? Because, mm-hmm, even in the umzana zamenga, your middle child will always feel, your middle child is always very much very problematic.
Yeah.
But let's look at why are they problematic?
The situation at home.
Are we not giving them enough quality time? What's happening? Children will be going into the developmental stage and we want to experiment. And sometimes the experimentation is around risky behavior.
Mm.
That's all developmental. So we talk about, we labeled the show in terms of the description, we said rebellion
yes,
of the child,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's a very broad labeling term.
Mm.
But it is what Abantu are seeing, this rebellion.
Mm.
The rebellion is actually very much normal. It's developmental.
Mm.
It's how we as the parents are then looking at this.
Mm.
How are we looking at this and how are we managing it? Are we creating safe spaces for children? Well, I'm sitting here with my daughter and she's got a cold, sore throat, she's
it's
got
okay.
a coughing.
It's okay. It's okay.
So are we looking at this child and giving them a protective environment to experiment? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So in other words, if for example I'm giving this child all of these rights, the whole mandate and together all of these rights,
mm-hmm,
I am saying I'm correct.
Okay.
It's just a very strange situation,
mm,
because it's too much rice outside,
mm-hmm,
and no rice inside.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to be doing is creating a bridge that says you have got these rights,
yes,
but you know our cultural and home rules and,
yeah,
cultural norms and,
yeah,
standards.
Yeah.
This is how we do things. helping this child navigate the space in a way that allows for them to be protected, creating those safe spaces at home.
Okay.
Because also the conversation at home in terms of saying, how do you bring parents on board? That's going to take a very long time. It's going to take a different breed of professional to say, guys, this is not the right way to go about this. You need to acknowledge even those parents abanga fundanga till today in 2024 abasez lali that abana bandwana who find themselves getting involved in issues like the ones against the being like the one that happened to Kuti to have a voice in what the rights of the child should be looking like. We need to not take it for granted, but they don't have that voice.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's going to be a lengthy process on its own, because it needs for us to say, let's stop and let's retrace our steps so that we can go forward. Because I know that Lena and Lesi Ambanga. But the immediate intervention is within the home itself.
Yeah. What we're saying is, you have your rights, do understand the responsibilities that come with that. Also understand the morals and the values that you have been instilled up high, so that you was uyophila nabantu
phangaphandle. That's correct. That is the immediate intervention.
Yes.
That is the immediate intervention that we need to be looking at, because the policy intervention is a long one. But we need in a dynamic as too long and in a politics as this is going to go government.
Yeah.
So it needs for us to actually lobby, it needs for us to motivate, it needs for us to have different voices, and particularly parent voices coming to the party as well, to say, we need to change this. But the immediate intervention is at home. It is in how we are raising the child in the home, to say, Are we acknowledging that this child is in a developmental stage?
Okay.
And can we create a safe space for this child to have expression in development? Yeah.
Okay.
Because then, as in a puma, a puma, abeyene into pangapandi, into ongakang we expect her as the parent.
Sisbi, ndizawubethwa kwela cala. Sisingene kwixesha le party yesibini. We'll be taking away from the music, Kaxa. I apologize truly. Of course, these conversations always require more time, and I feel that these conversations need more people as new stakeholders to be on the table as well. Management is listening. I still say that we need to bring this conversation to East London. We need to have a sit down with abazali, with abandwana, with the necessary professionals, uholumende, the necessary stakeholders in government, tavern owners, because that's another issue that we need to have. Ulikwapod, I'm calling Ulikwapod out here on air today to say that we've had conversations on this. It's time to bring it to the children. I understand the numbers, but most importantly, the impact is what matters. Let's have this conversation, standing around, talking, after we're done, what are we doing to move forward?
Right. Thanks so much, Silk, for inviting me to the show today.
Yes,
thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time, sis. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. It's exactly 24 minutes just before 10 o'clock. My name is Silk Damoye, and this is Upskill. Of course, very, very touching situations, okay, conversations that we're having. As I said earlier on, that like science and tech. But while Lukatla is fixing her things that side, let me quickly give you a few voicemails that I have.
Molweni msasazi. Ndini make ndiphalaze nje ingxaki yokukhulisa abantwana kweli xesha likho elingafanele lokuqala. Ndinomntana nam endimkhulisayo apha ongumzukulwana akamameli ngolo nahlobo. Waqala ena 12 years kungamameli. Ukuba kuye ndithe makavaleli ngokuthi okay adogqiba aphume ngegeyithi engayenzi lonto. Noba kuthiwa makakha amanzi uyavuma, akuba kavumi and upholile. Uba uthe uyolala ndungamkhupha entweni kanti into uyenzile. Abantwana banengxaki bafuna ukujongwa. Andiyazi nam uba bangajongwa njani uba ngoku una-17 kodwa useyilaa nto wayeyiyo ngoko. Siyathetha ibakhulisela ecaweni. Siye enkonzweni xa secula ungacimba ngungcwelengcwele kanti akayiyo loo nto suka wayeka naloo cawe uhamba ukuthanda kwakhe abantwana bayabahlukumeza abazali. Eyona ndinkulu ke kubo abantwana efuna ujonga senifana nomntwana amava abanayo inyaniso.
Okay.
Ungaxabana nabantu ngenxa yenyaniso abangenayo.
Okay.
Bantwana benza izinto ezisihlazayo thina abazali. Uyothuke mhlambi seyibaliswa phambi kwakho usulumlomo. Ngapha kwakho wenza into enkulu. And abantwana bahloniphi.
Uyathetha umzali and uthetha kabuhlungu umzali. It's sad xa ezawungenelo hlobo kodwa kuthetha lo hlobo ngathi I do feel that we need to do better, we need to act better because it's not just ubomi bethu obusebusibumoshayo, but if we're looking at it, families that are involved as well are affected by behavior.
This is a True FM podcast. Stream us live on www.truefm.co.za. Follow us on all social media platforms at True FM or catch us on DStv channel 816.